With the ink barely dry on his decisive victory in yesterday's Florida presidential primary, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney heads to Nevada today to prepare for this weekend's caucuses there. Romney won Florida with 46% of the vote, well ahead of Newt Gingrich, who came in second at 32%. As he celebrated in Florida last night, Romney sent a message to the White House and the Obama campaign.
In another era of American crisis, Thomas Paine is reported to have said, "Lead, follow, or get out of the way." Well, Mr. President, you were elected to lead. You chose to follow. And now it's time for you to get out of the way.
For a look at the campaign trail ahead, we turn this morning to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And a very good morning to Todd Domke, who's here, too. Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Does the Florida win make Mitt Romney the presumptive nominee? Outside of the fact that Newt Gingrich has said that he's staying in the race, what's Mitt Romney's biggest challenge going forward now?
Well, Newt Gingrich is his biggest challenge, probably. But yes, after winning one of three relatively small states, Romney has won a big, important state, the most expensive by far. He's restored his front-runner status. Now, it's true that only 5% of the delegates have been chosen, and as Gingrich points out, there are 46 states to go, but this is a breakthrough for Romney. But while he won big, he won ugly. He outspent Gingrich 5-1, and of his $15 million in ads, all were negative, except one in Spanish. So he'll go on, but now he faces a more defiant, more determined Gingrich, who will be making Romney out to be a manager, not a leader, without a vision or without core convictions.
And Dan Payne.
Romney finally broke through, and he clobbered Newt Gingrich by almost 15 points. The question is, can he keep up that kind of campaign without injuring his party's chances in the fall, his harsh negative campaign? I thought Newt Gingrich gave a really peculiar speech last night. Here he lost, he got clobbered, but he talked about what he was going to do in his first days in the Oval Office.
Actually, though, I would say that it was a very appealing speech to conservatives in that he really was making out the case that he does have bold, specific solutions versus Romney.
So what's the Gingrich strategy going forward? What's his best hope from keeping the Romney momentum from being the Romney express train to the GOP convention and nomination?
Well, he started with that speech by offering a rationale for staying in and for contesting this thing. He's making the case that it's a choice between a Massachusetts moderate, and now he's calling Mitt a liberal. Mitt,
which is it, liberal or moderate?
I don't know, but if Mitt is a liberal, I guess that makes Dan a Trotskyite or something here. But he's making the case that he does have bold, substantive solutions versus Romney, who speaks in platitudes. And so while liberals don't like what Gingrich had to say, that he would, you know, for example, abolish on his first day all White House czars and he'd approve the Keystone oil pipeline, that's really what conservatives want to hear. They want to hear that it will make a difference who they nominate.
Well, Newt's got to find a state that he can win pretty soon. He can't go the entire month of February without showing some strength. You can't run for president on rhetoric alone. Unfortunately for Gingrich, there's only one debate in all of February, and it comes late, February 22nd. Debates have been Gingrich's launching pad. Every time he got into trouble, he did a debate that kept him going.
Let's talk about the style of campaign going forward. In wartime, when you carpet bomb the enemy and then win the war, as the victor, you face the prospect of rebuilding the landscape that you decimated. If Mitt Romney has to continue the Florida-style carpet bombing of Newt Gingrich elsewhere, will he have a GOP landscape to mend going forward before the general election campaign? Here's what Romney had to say about that sort of last night.
They like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them. A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
True or not, Dan Payne?
No, not true. What happened in Florida was what you could call an all-out hack alert. Every elected official of consequence came out against Newt Gingrich and criticized his leadership as speaker. I'm not sure that you can continue to do a campaign like that without seriously damaging the party and its chances. And also along the way, Romney destroyed his own rationale. He didn't put any money behind a positive message for himself. And Bain Capital, meanwhile, was shown to have been less than creative in its destruction of companies.
I think Dan's right that without any positive ads or positive message, Romney did not win a moral victory. People don't say, "Oh well, he earned that; he deserved to win." I mean, it was the money. He outspent Gingrich, as I said, 5-1. It was overwhelming, and also Romney allowed the race to become so polarized that it made him out to be the establishment candidate backed by Wall Street. So that will haunt him farther down the road. We know, certainly in the fall election.
I noticed something last night that Romney mentioned the Olympics and turning the Olympics around. I think we're going to hear a lot more of that as the campaign moves into the Rockies. But what he's not going to tell us is that when he was turning around the Olympics, he went to lobbyists to try to get money and pulled $1.5 billion in federal taxes into the Olympics.
All right, let's look ahead. Nevada has its caucuses coming up quickly on Saturday. Then there's Arizona and Michigan. In the most recent poll, Romney ahead in those places. How's it looking for him in the coming states, Todd?
Well, Nevada does look good for Romney. Gingrich might not even campaign there, but Santorum and Ron Paul probably will. Michigan is safe for Romney. That's one of his home states. That's where he was born, and he won there in 2008. He should win Arizona, too. It's only in March when he could get in trouble, when there are a lot of southern states that where Gingrich could win. So that's why it's important to Romney to sweep everything in February so he seems unstoppable in March.
Well, the schedule certainly does look good for Romney, and that's why the pros thought he was going to win it all, and I still believe he's going to win it all, even though I'm not a pro. Michigan is coming up, as Todd mentioned, a home state. Arizona, with a sizable Mormon population, is also coming up. But Romney's problem in Nevada is Ron Paul, who had 1,000 people come to a rally last night. Here's a guy who finished dead last in Florida, but 1,000 people turned out to hear him in Nevada.
Now, Ron Paul is going to focus on the caucus states coming up. He said that. And he also said that he's in the campaign right straight into the convention.
That's right.
We don't know about Rick Santorum.
That's right. Well, Santorum says he's in all the way. He's saying that Florida shows Gingrich can't beat Romney, so he's the anti-Romney. And, of course, Ron Paul will stay in. After he loses at the convention, Ron Paul will probably announce his candidacy for 2016.
Todd Domke, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, same to you.
You're welcome, and I just want to say, rest in peace, Kevin White. You did good.